Welcome to this week's edition of Our Parliament. I'm Iguma Gabriel.
So I've been there, and that is as early as 2001.
Safe House is there for nothing but torture.
Appearing before the Human Rights Committee of Parliament on 28th of August 2019, the Security Minister, General Eli Tumwine, confirmed the existence of safe houses. The minister had been invited by the committee as part of its inquiry into allegations of the illegal detention and torture of Ugandans by government security agencies. Given that Article 23(2) of the 1995 Constitution of Uganda states that a person arrested, restricted or detained shall be kept in a place authorized by law, did the security minister's admission of existence of safe houses, which are ungazetted places of detention, incriminate the government? This is Our Parliament.
So I've been there, and that is as early as 2001.
The inquiry by the Human Rights Committee of Parliament followed allegations of torture in safe houses made on the floor of Parliament by members of Parliament that prompted the Speaker to instruct the committee to probe. Our guest civic educator, Fred Baguma, chairs the Torture Survivors Association Uganda and has been to a safe house, which he describes as follows.
There's a tendency of trying to forcefully extract information from them rather than using the proper methods which should be used by police and any other agency which is trained in intelligence or gathering information. For that matter, of course, people have been subjected to experiencing a life in these detention centers. And until, the interested people have got what they want from you, then they have got the information they wanted, then they can take somebody to the police and then maybe to the court for prostitution.
In response to allegations on the floor of Parliament, the Security Minister General Eli Tumwine informed Parliament that safe houses, wherever they exist in Uganda, are only used for intelligence work and not detention nor torture of suspects. Fred Baguma begs to differ.
Maybe 3/4 of the torture survivors who are our members in this organization have experienced a self-house experience and torture, actually. We have people who are remnants of Narusenya detention facility, who tell their stories of brutal torture. And this is, these are some of the people allegedly who suspected of Kawes murder.
Safe houses are not a question of today. They have been there. But the question is, how are they utilized?
Contrary to the Constitution, the government does not deny operating safe houses, as the Security Minister confirmed to Parliament. The Assistant Commissioner for National Guidance in the Ministry of ICT and National Guidance, Jonah Jackson Bakali Kwira, attempts to justify this contradiction in an interview with my colleague, Kellen Beruhanga.
Because they have a purpose, and they serve that purpose for the good of the population. But at times, one can note that they may be abused here and there. So our struggle, our focus is, how do we now make these safe houses serve the purpose they are put there for?
Do we need these safe houses? We have prisons already.
Because crime is at different levels. That's why I'm talking about terrorists. There are people of terrorist nature. There's crime about terrorist nature. There's all the other crime which happens, and then it can be accommodated in the conventional prisons that we have. Because of that kind of extremity of nature, that's why there is that kind of separation, so that you can be able to accord the other and the prisons their rights not be radical. You preserve them from being radicalized, so that they come out again in a worse form. Because research has revealed that prisons are a center of radicalization. When I talk about radicalization, I'm trying to mean that the situation of trying to indoctrinate into this person that vice, that feeling of now hurting the common good of the people. So because of that kind of diversity, That's why now we have safe houses to be able to take care of such kind of criminals in this country.
Some other people can justify that. It used to happen, so it should still happen.
The apparent illegality of safe houses notwithstanding, allegations of gross human rights abuses in safe houses persist, despite denials by the security minister, as the leader of the opposition in parliament, Honorable Betty Awolo Chan, reveals.
You know, we continue to move the years. The day which moves on continues to move. And we need to continuously improve on everything. We said we want to leave this world better than when you found it. So if we now retrogress, we move backwards and bring those primitive way of torturing people. Safe house is there for nothing but torture. So torture has been outlawed. Even when you go to police, you find that torture is not allowed. Then why are you trying to block people? You know that what happens in these safe houses are things which are completely not acceptable.
I saw what happened. I know about what happened in Nakasero. I know what happened to Bishop Luumu and many others.
In response to concerns that the present recalls Uganda's past characterized by gross abuses of power and human rights, the Assistant Commissioner for National Guidance provides reassurance.
So the question of torture by international standards and our rational standards is not acceptable. It's one of those, the fundamental laws internationally, which is not acceptable. Torture is not good. When you look at some of those testimonies, I've seen them on TV. And at times I say, is this really true that ABC has been done in my country? That's not correct. And that's why I was referring to the established organ of government, Human Rights Commission. I know in 1986, when NRM came to power, the Human Rights Commission was established. And it did its role. So even those ones who thought that they're untouchable, they approached a book and just was done. So my prayer is that let Human Rights Commission, all agencies, organizations that are charged with that one, handle that one to the latter, so that justice is done. Because torture is not acceptable. And you are living in an era of democracy.
So they say, some other section said Human Rights Commission is allowed to go there. Then why not Parliament? Why not Parliament? It's Parliament which also gives funding to Human Rights Commission. Mm. So you don't want the higher authority to reach there. Eh? I'm not so sure of that thought about Human Rights Commission going there.
The Human Rights Committee's probe has been disrupted as the committee has been denied access to certain facilities of interest. Prior to their aborted visit to these facilities, the Security Minister General Eli Tumwine informed the committee that it would not be allowed to visit these sites of interest for security reasons. Honorable Betty Awolo Chan considers the implications.
So if you now make even these members of parliament not to access safe houses, then it means that there are a lot of bad things which take place there. Mm. Look at Nalo Fenya. It was closed because torture used to take place there a lot. Now we have those safe houses where people are not allowed to check. Members of parliament do their oversight role. So in their oversight roles, when things bad are happening somewhere, then you stop them. They become even more inquisitive to get to know what happens there. Whether these people are terrorists or what, I think the best place for them is the gazetted areas. Those gazetted areas have even then maybe sections. So if somebody is a terrorist and you want to give maximum what, like in Luzira, we have even, they call it maximum what? Maximum prison.
During the first session of the 10th Parliament, the House adopted a minority report prepared by an opposition member of parliament, which urged the National Assembly to condemn torture and abolish all illegal detention centers. The leader of the opposition in parliament reaffirms this position.
Yes, we will always set program, like we will also program to go and visit those safe houses that we have already known about. If we are blocked, then we will still come and tell the government of that it is not right. I know there are people who have killed. If you are so sure you have all the evidences that a person has killed, we have the court of law, and we have maybe those gazetted areas. Safe house is not a gazetted area, because if it was a gazetted area, people would not fear it. And it was also in parliament that we outlaw torture. So why do we still hide, keep a person there, and you torture and you commit all human rights abuses on the person? And when the person comes out already disabled, or sometimes you kill them and go and throw them wherever. So this is wrong.
Honorable Betty Awolo Chan, leader of the opposition in the 10th Parliament. Did you know? Article 23(5)(b) of the Constitution of Uganda states that where a person is detained, the next of kin, lawyer, and personal doctor of that person shall be allowed reasonable access to that person. We will now be going for a short break, but still to come on our parliament.
You don't have to chop a man's fingers off, because in a safe house. You don't have to hang a stone on their balls, because in a safe house. You don't have to.
And I was glad to hear that in the UPDF, one staff of theirs has already been brought to their tribunals, and he has been, I think, sentenced, has been given a punishment.
So please stay tuned.
For any questions or comments about the show, send us an SMS by typing OP, leave a space, then type your question or comment and send it to 6115. This message is for free on all networks.
Welcome back from the break. You're still listening to our parliament. We're discussing safe houses and their implications on human rights in Uganda. Allied to concerns of their illegality, conditions in safe houses are under scrutiny following an ongoing probe by the Human Rights Committee of Parliament in light of allegations of the illegal detention and torture of Ugandans in such facilities. Fred Baguma, chair of the Torture Victims Association Uganda, reveals the human cost of detention in safe houses and the available remedies.
We offer peer support, and that could be social support, counseling them, sharing that experience, that is peer support. And then we refer them to specialized organizations, especially ACTV, which is called the African Center for Treatment and Rehabilitation of Torture Victims, where they get holistic treatment and rehabilitation, and then are given social psychosocial counseling, and they given legal advice. We also refer them to other organizations, especially Uganda Human Rights Commission, where legal proceedings can take place, where the tribunals can sit and then investigate and determine their cases and offer compensation to them.
Well, in this country, we have an established institution, Human Rights Commission, which has got the duty of visiting such facilities. It is part of its mandate. So when people come up and give such testimonies, the center of authority that can be able to authenticate those kind of claims is the Human Rights Commission.
Article 23(7) of the Constitution of Uganda states in part that a person unlawfully arrested, restricted or detained by any other person or authority shall be entitled to compensation from that other person or authority, whether it is the state or an agency of the state. Following allegations that are being probed by the Human Rights Committee of Parliament, the Assistant Commissioner for National Guidance, for his part, is reluctant to speculate on the condition of safe houses given the legal implications.
I would guide that let the Human Rights Commission go and establish the authenticity of such kind of claims and does its role. Otherwise, if I come up and say, yes, ABC is like there, it will be like speculation. And issues of human rights should not be guided by speculation.
If we get into government, we in the opposition ever get into government, we'll have some way of containing violent people, because that is the way it is. But the way we treat them will make a difference between us and the current system.
Article 24 of the Constitution of Uganda states that no person shall be subjected to any form of torture or cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. Despite this, human rights violations of this nature are still happening. Honorable Francis Konahasa, Kabweri County Member of Parliament, finds this difficult to understand.
You don't have to chop a man's fingers off, because in a safe house, you don't have to hang a stone on their balls, because in a safe house, you don't have to.
Since the situation has changed with this new law that holds accountable each individual that is a perpetrator of torture, now the trends are changing. However, we still have the challenge that even the police sometimes has not understood how to record these acts of torture. And when someone complains, maybe sometimes you may find they have entered an assault case.
The minority report adopted by the 10th Parliament recommended that the Directorate of Public Prosecutions should investigate and prosecute the police officers and other security organs who have been illegally detaining and torturing the suspects in the Nalufenya detention facility. Such demands for accountability for human rights violations by state actors are echoed by Fred Baguma, our guest civic educator, despite concerns about the government's response.
And I was glad to hear that in the UPDF, one staff of theirs has already been brought to their tribunals, and he has been, I think, sentenced, has been given a punishment to this effect. And there are few cases. Actually, the challenge has also been, and have been raising this concern, that such people, the perpetrators, individual perpetrators, maybe from police, they normally go through the legal process of the tribunals, the unit disciplinary committees, which is not enough, you know. We have been arguing that such committees, such tribunals may not have the proper jurisdiction to handle such sensitive issues, especially torture cases, and arrive at the determinations, at the sentences that would be deterrent.
Fred Baguma, our guest civic educator. The existence of safe houses contravenes the Constitution of Uganda, as it requires a person who is arrested or detained is kept in a place authorized by law. Despite this, the Assistant Commissioner for National Guidance, Jonah Jackson Bakali Kuira, indicates that the rule of law still applies in safe houses.
If at all, if my loved one, if my relatives is taken to a safe house, and I know that he is there, I will let the rule of law take its course. Because, as the Baganda say, tuzala mibiri, tuzala myoyo. You understand what that one means? Yeah, we are born with the body, but the character is different. That's why you find that somebody comes up and offends the interest of Uganda and of our people, yet you are brothers and sisters. Even if you are twins, you act differently. So if somebody comes up and says that, yes, my brother, whatever, has been taken there, my prayer would be, let the law take its course.
There is fear in government. Government wants to control, wants to contain, wants to discipline. They want to get rid of opposition.
The contradictions of a government that seeks to, on one hand, uphold the Constitution while operating safe houses, on the other hand, is, according to Honorable Francis Konahasa, Kabweri County MP and Shadow Minister for Agriculture, a symptom of unease within the ruling government.
President Museveni said it. By the next election, there'll be no opposition in this country. But I don't think he's right. There's going to be opposition, and there'll be people who oppose him moderately. There are people who oppose him violently. The police will take you in a cell if you're a moderate opposition. They may sentence you to some years in jail if you are still in that opposition. But if you are an extreme opposition person, they'll throw you in the safe houses. Safe houses that they get you out of circulation. In those safe houses, they will want to get information. They want to extract information. Any government in the world will have safe, they will have safe houses. They will have areas where they put people who they think are not for them. Believe it or not, the Americans have the Guantanamo Bay containment center for the people who they thought were extremists. They have prisons for the moderate thieves and violent murderers and things. But for the extremists, they call them the terrorists, they have Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay is a safe house, getting all these bad people out of circulation. But who says crime has stopped because you have a safe house?
Honorable Francis Gunahasa, Kabweri County Member of Parliament, and John Jackson Bakalikwira, Assistant Commissioner for National Guidance, Ministry of ICT and National Guidance. If you are listening closely, can you answer the following questions? Which article of the Constitution of Uganda outlaws safe houses? Which article of the Constitution of Uganda outlaws torture? Send your responses to our Parliament Radio on Facebook and to @OurParliament16 on Twitter.
For any questions or comments about the show, send us an SMS by typing OP, leave a space, then type your question or comment and send it to 6115. This message is for free on all networks.
The security organs of government are operating safe houses in contravention of the Constitution of Uganda. The contradictions of a government that seeks to uphold the Constitution on the one hand, yet operates safe houses on the other hand, is unresolved. The conditions of these safe houses are also under scrutiny following an ongoing probe by the Human Rights Committee of Parliament in light of allegations of torture. Torture is outlawed by the Constitution of Uganda, which also provides for compensation of people unlawfully arrested by the state. How can those responsible be held accountable? From our Parliament, I am Iguma Gabriel. Producer was Chris Kayonga. Follow us on Facebook at Our Parliament Radio and on Twitter at Our Parliament 16. Let's now return to the studio host.